T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
The president says he feels fine, but coughs and dodges on Fox News.
Have you had a test since your diagnosis a week ago?
We'll hear his answer. Waking up in the red.
Coronavirus restrictions are back in effect in Rockland County, but enforcement is still a question mark.
Protest at your peril.
The mayor warns of fines and arrests for protests in the COVID hotspots.
And I expect from tonight on a much clearer approach to enforcement.
New Jersey anticipating a second wave. Joe Connolly has examples of how New Yorkers are being affected by the economy. Our New York postseason baseball lives another day.
The Yankees stave off elimination.
It's Glaber Day.
The winner go home game 5 with the Rays tonight.
And we just found out who won the Nobel Peace Prize. And it's not really a who, it's not a person. It's Friday, it's October 9th, John Lennon's birthday. He would have been 80. And we'll hear what he listened to his final year of life, 1980, in New York City clubs and on New York radio.
John said, "This is the best time for music since the 1960s.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. A deeper dive into the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials.
We've got a lot to get to. Good morning, I'm Wayne Cabot. Let's start with breaking news. The Nobel Peace Prize this year goes to the world's largest humanitarian organization. The Nobel Committee has announced today it's honoring the United Nations World Food Program for its efforts fighting hunger and food insecurity around the world. It says in the face of this pandemic, the World Food Program has demonstrated an impressive ability to intensify its efforts. The World Food Program chief just told the AP, "It's the first time in my life I've been without words." President Trump was having some difficulty with his words on Fox News last night. He was struggling at times.
On, I think, the first debate, they... On the first debate, they oscillated the mic.
And then again.
But I will say this, absentee is okay, because absentee ballots...
This is notable because the president and his doctors are being evasive about his condition.
Have you been tested recently?
Yeah, I just saw the doctors today. They think I'm in great shape. I'm in great shape.
Did you test negative?
And I'll tell you, I took this Regeneron. It's phenomenal.
He did not answer Sean Hannity's question. Punishing restrictions have started this morning in Rockland. Steve Burns now in Spring Valley with the latest lockdown. Steve, good morning. What happens today?
Morning, Wayne. It is a return to the days of March and April for a big part of Rockland County here. Non-essential businesses have to close, schools are shut down, and religious gatherings can't exceed 10 people in this red zone that stretches from Muncie up to New City. The county has sent out reverse 911 calls to every phone in the zone telling people about the new rules. Governor Cuomo has been zeroing in on the enforcement piece of this, saying the state will take over after local authorities didn't do enough. But officials here say there has been little to no outreach since the governor made that announcement. Even with the restrictions now in effect, it's not entirely clear who's going to be out there making sure you're following them. And there is growing opposition to this as well. Rabbi Chaim Rotenberg, you may remember his name. His home was the site of that horrific machete attack last December. He is now threatening to sue Governor Cuomo over these new rules, saying they're unconstitutional and they have no scientific justification.
All right, Steve, so the restrictions take effect today. Unfortunately, though, the case numbers keep on going up, don't they?
Yeah, they do keep rising, and I think it's important to kind of put it in scale. Positivity rates here are about double what they are in those problem spots down in Brooklyn and Queens. Two zip codes here encompassing Muncie and Spring Valley been hovering around 12 or 13% for the past week, and that growth is showing no signs of slowing down right now.
Steve, thank you. Numbers and tensions are rising in the city. Marla Diamond is here at City Hall this morning. Marla, you got some news about a protest crackdown.
Yes, following two nights of demonstrations, some violent in Borough Park, with demonstrators attacking journalists and setting fires, Mayor de Blasio says that police will be cracking down. But they have been grappling with the confluence of two issues, public safety and the First Amendment.
The lawyers all have to get on the same page. The NYPD has to get on the same page with the lawyers. And I expect from tonight on a much clearer approach to enforcement. It's crucial all New Yorkers understand that everyone's going to be treated the same. And in fact, where there's restrictions in place, the bar goes up, meaning it's going to be even more important to ensure that people are safe and the NYPD intervenes whenever there's a problem.
Meanwhile, religious groups, both Jewish and Catholic, filed two lawsuits yesterday challenging the constitutionality of the governor's order limiting the size of gatherings inside houses of worship in communities seeing that spike in COVID-19 cases. And we're live at City Hall. Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
New Jersey is anticipating a second wave. Based on what Governor Phil Murphy calls a sobering spike of 1,300 cases in just one day.
The last day we were at that level of positives in a day was on May 29. And so that's a sobering number. Of the 1,301 totals, 285 or 22% are from Ocean County and 128 or roughly 10% are from my county, Monmouth. These two counties remain our greatest focus, but far from our only focus. Bergen, Essex, Middlesex, Passaic, and Union counties all also reported more than 80 additional cases each.
Now, the governor says increased testing is one reason. The state health commissioner also suggests religious services and celebrations last month are responsible, with most of the new cases in Ocean County being young men in Lakewood. In her words, we are anticipating a second wave and we are preparing. Ominous words. Stock futures indicating a higher opening this morning. Joe Connolly is here this morning with some examples, Joe, of how New Yorkers are being affected by this economy.
Wayne, here are three examples. A mother in South Brooklyn who thinks she just found the job again near home now says she won't be able to take it because her daughter is not in school again. A Queens couple who both work in entertainment are now both unemployed. The actor hasn't worked since December. The other works in ticket sales on Broadway. And their side business has stopped. They own a two-family house in the Rockaways and have been covering their mortgage with income from renting one on Airbnb. They're living off savings and their mortgage is in forbearance. And a woman who works full-time as a research assistant at Columbia University has been working two other part-time jobs, mainly to pay her student debt from Columbia. She stopped the other two jobs because she was exhausted and was eating takeout all the time. She feels much better now working just one job, but worries about what'll happen when she has to start making college loan payments again. Wayne?
Joe, you're a radio guy, music guy. Do you remember 1980 musically?
Yes.
Any thoughts? Yeah. Good, bad, indifferent?
Oh, I liked it.
Did you like 1980? I thought 1980 was an awful year in music, to
be honest. I was working at an FM music station then. I played it all day.
Joe the DJ. I want to hear those tapes of Joe the DJ, by the way. But yeah, John Lennon, of course, that was the year 1980 when we lost John Lennon. And he was really inspired by the music of that year. And we're going to hear some examples straight ahead.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Let's hear about the weather day ahead on the morning news roundup from our chief meteorologist, Craig Allen. Craig.
It is a chilly start out there this morning, especially in the suburbs. However, this afternoon, we'll see the temperatures recover nicely. We'll get up to about 64 to 68 for the day. Clear tonight and not as cool as it is this morning. Temperatures will be in the upper 50s for the city and probably about 50 to 55 in the suburbs. Saturday, the best of the weekend, but I could say the best of the 3 days coming up as well, because Saturday's high 74 to 78 with sunshine. However, on Sunday, clouds will begin to increase, and we could see some rain on the way for either late Sunday or Sunday night, and definitely on Monday. That's going to be tropical remnant moisture from Delta, and temperatures on Monday will be in the mid-60s. Currently in the city right now, 51, and we're headed up to about 64 to 68.
Now, I wanted to ask you about this hurricane. I can't believe this is the fourth hurricane to hit the same exact area in the span of a season. I mean,
unique.
What was it, Laura, a few weeks ago?
That's right. Laura and Laura Fort. Laura was one that hung around for a long time, moving very, very slowly. There's the fortunate good news that this storm, Delta, is moving at a better clip at about 10 to 15 miles per hour. So, I mean, conditions are going to be awful down there. They're going to have a 7 to 11 foot storm surge. The storm has 120 mile per hour winds right now. So it's wow. really going to hit the coastline pretty bad. And they will continue with anywhere from 10 to 15 inches of rain. So it's going to be, and as you said, in the same area from the Texas-Louisiana coastline over towards the Mississippi Delta, the same areas will be hit as they were so many times so far this season.
And that'll start this afternoon?
Yes. Generally? As a matter of fact, conditions are already starting to deteriorate quickly down there, and I think it's going to be making landfall sometime towards dark during the evening hours tonight.
Hang on, Louisiana. Thanks,
the
Greg.
WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Sponsored by CertaPro, Brad is here with the story of the Yankees and will they be able to continue on in a minute. Well, I was hoping this morning there would still be a Yankee story to tell. And there is. Yeah, Brad Heller's here. It's going to be a Game 5 tonight, Brad.
Yeah, there is, Wayne. So now both the Yankees and the Rays can dive into your international book of cliches for this one tonight. Win or go home, Yankees relied on the pitching to stay alive last night with their backs against the wall. They beat the Rays 5-1 in Game 4. Jordan Montgomery, in his playoff debut, went the first four innings, giving up one run. And then the trio of Chad Green, Zach Britton, and Aroldis Chapman combined for five hitless innings. Britton got five outs. Chapman got the last four. Home runs from Luke Voit and Gleyber Torres. And Voit is uber confident for Game 5 tonight.
We're going to win it. We obviously, you know, obviously probably plan to have Garrett on the mound. And, you know, that's the best situation possible for us. And we're locked and loaded.
It will be Garrett Cole on the mound on 3 days rest. This is why the Yankees gave him all that money. And the Rays are going to start Tyler Glass now, who's actually going to go on 2 days rest. It should be a good one tonight, Wayne, with the Astros awaiting the winner in the ALCS.
Hey, Brad, so there was Tom Brady last night in the potential game-winning drive. Did he forget what down it was?
It was really weird. I mean, you always expect Brady to come through with his team trailing in the final minute, but last night he threw an incomplete pass on 4th and 6, and then he seemed confused. He held up four fingers, maybe still thinking his team had one more chance, but not to be, as Bucks lost to the Bears 20-19.
Yeah, I knew we needed a chunk, and I was thinking about more yardage, and then, you know, It was bad execution. We had a great opportunity there, so just didn't execute when we needed to.
So Brady didn't say he forgot what down it was, but you could tell on the sideline he was slamming his helmet on the ground, and that's not something usually the future Hall of Famer does for sure in the final drive with his team having a chance to win.
It is the Morning News Roundup on WCBS. Friday morning, I'm Wayne Cabot, and here are three things to know this morning. Starting with this, New York is close to seeing citywide restrictions again. The threshold for that kind of action is a rolling average of 550 new cases. That average is now at 526, 24 away. Maybe the numbers will go down, but they haven't been. The second thing, Bloomberg reports the 50 richest Americans, hold as much wealth as half the U.S. population, with COVID-19 transforming the economy in ways that have disproportionately rewarded a small class of billionaires. Third thing, the Broadway League is expected to announce today an extension of the shutdown of theaters, which were set to reopen in January. New Yorker, Beatle, husband, father, John Lennon, would have turned 80 today. His last year on Earth, 1980, before he was shot on Central Park West, was the year he came alive creatively. Music writer Tim English documents this in John Lennon's 1980 playlist, a book that tracks what inspired John to get back in the studio after his 5-year sabbatical watching the wheels.
Kate Pearson of the B-52s was doing some of those Yoko Ono vocal pyrotechnics type of stuff. And he said, wow, they're doing Yoko, which she was, which Kate Pearson later admitted. It's like, we got to get back in the studio again. It's our time again. Queen's Crazy Little Thing Called Love. John heard that and heard Elvis in it. And he said, that was one of the things that convinced me that now was a good time to come back.
And then there's something else you mentioned that I was scratching my head for a while. And I, you know, and everybody has their favorite songs. I don't mean to offend anyone who's a big Christopher Cross fan. But Sailing, which was ubiquitous on the radio in 1980. John Lennon took inspiration from Christopher Cross?
Yeah, one of the guys who worked on Double Fantasy with him said he loved Christopher Cross, and especially the song Sailing. Sailing was number one that summer, right at the time where John was recording Double Fantasy.
It's always interesting to hear how John Lennon was inspired when, I mean, it's incalculable how many artists were inspired by him. And in the year he put together Double Fantasy, I think you figured out that when they got into the studio, the number one album was...
Emotional Rescue by the Rolling Stones.
Which is interesting because you always hear about the, what I think was a phony rivalry between the Stones and the Beatles, but maybe in this case it actually got John's competitive juices going.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. In that year, Paul McCartney had the number one single at that time with the live version of Coming Up, and that song really, probably what you just said, of getting the competitive juices going, if you want to think back to the Beatles days, the engine room of the whole thing was the competitive one-upsmanship songwriting-wise between Lennon and McCartney. They were constantly trying to outdo each other. You wanna love to last forever. Well, it will never fade away. He was keeping in touch with what was going on, there's no doubt. And I think all through those years, he had an eye toward, one of these days, I'm going to come back.
And I think a lot of your assumptions about what he was listening to in 1980 are validated by what we hear in Double Fantasy. And I really enjoyed reading this. It is called John Lennon 1980 Playlist. Tim English, thank you.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Thank you, Wayne.
That's the Morning News Roundup. You can hear that again, by the way, on WCBS Rewind tonight at 7.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.